This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Welcome to the Wednesday Talk Show on WSMI. I'm Terry Toad, and joining me in studio today, we have Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. Mickey, good, always good to see you, my friend.
Good morning to you, sir, and good morning to the people in the listening audience.
And our other guest today, Bill Trapani, who is the owner of the Village Toy Chest.
That's correct. Good morning, Terry. Thank you for having me.
That's the toy chest we were plugging earlier on in the program, and we're going to talk with Bill here about the Village Toy Chest and what's involved there. But first off, very quickly, Mickey, what are some of the events coming up for the Coal Country Chamber? You're going to be busy.
Oh, yeah, it's a busy time. Starting up, finally, is the summer concert series every Tuesday in June and every Tuesday in July. We're going to be 9 Tuesdays in there. Last year, we broke the record again with over 6,000 people. And coming back, and we're going to have our famous strawberry shortcake with ice cream there that night, every night.
You do such a great job of bribing people.
Well, it's not that, but my
Plus
helpers and the workers do all the work. I just kind of plan it out, everything. The thing is, all bands are in, and they're all signed and under contract, and we're ready to go.
All right. Sounds good. And we'll have more on that in future programs.
Correct.
Here on WSMI. So we look forward to that. Bill Trapani, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. Thank you.
And, Bill, we kind of plugged the fact that we're going to talk about a toy chest, and that, in specific, the Village Toy Chest, which is the business you operate.
I operate that, yes, since 2006. It's located in Gillespie. It's a specialty toy store. It's not the run-of-the-mill toys you find at some of your larger retail stores.
So how in the world did you get interested in this line of work?
I've always been in retail to some degree. I started some online business a long time ago when my dad passed away, and I think I've just had the bug, and it just never left me.
But why toys?
Why toys? Well, it wasn't always a toy store, to be honest with you. I offered a lot of giftware in the beginning years. It sold, but not like I wanted it to, and I have a little girl now, and I think that's what drove the passion for toys, and I think it's some of the appeals to more people throughout the year. So,
is it true that the toys not only appeal to the kids, but they appeal to the adults?
Well, you know what? You're right there, and that's who I really cater to. It's not so much the kids that come in and buy product. It's the moms and dads and the grandparents, and a lot of my stuff is old-fashioned, wooden toys. A lot of it brings back memories of childhood days. So, yeah, that's who I cater to. It's the grown-ups.
And, Bill, when a customer comes in, do you ever engage in a conversation with them, and they end up sharing memories with you?
Oh, absolutely.
About the toys they used to
absolutely
have?
Absolutely. That happens quite often in the store, especially in my nostalgic section, it's toys of our yesteryears. Spirograph is one of the more popular things I offer, the Tinker Toys, the Frontier Logs, and it's common to have a brief story about the past.
And those toys really never go out of style?
I don't think so, no. The kids today are much more advanced than we were when we were younger, but it's the parents and grandparents that want to bring that basic toy back to the kids today.
But Bill, when we talk about building blocks, pardon the pun,
sure,
of education, learning to put things together and making things symmetrical and getting things to work together, you know, that's right in line with the Frontier Logs and the Tinker Toys and stuff like that, and that's a basic concept of learning.
Absolutely, and that's where our toy line, Melissa and Doug, comes in. They cater to the educational play value. They're wooden toys, and it's some of the parents that seek out, and I'm probably one of the larger retailers in probably a 40-mile radius.
So this Melissa and Doug
It's a toy line, yeah. They've been around for a long time. You'll see them in waiting rooms at doctor's offices, at pediatrics, at daycares and stuff like that, even a lot of at-home schooling.
The bright primary color toys, right?
Absolutely, yeah. They offer great packaging. The packaging's real beautiful on their products. So
now, when you got into the toy business, did you know that some of this would end up being more of an educational type situation, or was that just part of the benefits of getting into the business?
You know what? I didn't see that coming. It was a line, like I said, brought in years ago at the request of several customers. I typically can't do that, but the demand was there. I did the research. I've been seeing their products for years, and that's really what made me decide to go with that line.
That's terrific. Along with the Melissa and Doug toys, of course, which is kind of educational based, I suspect you probably have puzzles and things that line.
Absolutely. We offer a large variety of puzzles and wooden toys, and we have costumes and pretend food, art supplies, and craft kits. The line caters to mostly newborn to about 8 years old, but once we get past that age group, it gets a little tougher. But we do have a small line of science and technology toys and more advanced craft kits for the slightly older child.
Pretend food. So if the kids, they take an old box and they set it up as a household, and then they need the pretend food, there you go.
Well, you got it. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
That's kind of neat. That's kind of neat. Talk to us a little bit about the science experiments, the technology kits. A lot of kids anymore with you know, some of the material they get exposed to on the educational TV and on the internet, they get an interest very early in this sort of stuff. And
right.
You can help encourage that with some of the material you sell.
Well, we can with the help of the parents and the viewers out there. That we need their help to introduce these toys to the kids. To, like I said, today's kids more advanced than ever. Technology plays a big part of their life, and we need to take their eyes off the screens, you know.
The old science kits that had little blue bottles of
sure,
various
absolutely.
Chemicals. Is that what we're talking
that's
about?
That's what we're talking about. I offer beginner chemistry sets. There's solar kits and physics kits and stuff like that. I remember my first science kit nearly choked on the sulfur experiment just to watch that pretty blue flame. But, yeah, that's what we're talking about. Yeah,
that's a childhood experience.
It's a fond memory.
You know, you can pass along to others that, you know, this is not a good idea.
Right,
okay,
right.
Let's not do this sort of thing.
You know, these gifts he's talking about, it's just not a birthday gift. It could be a Halloween party. It could be for Christmas. And people should shop early to come in his store and look at it, because he's a local store, the local merchandise. The business stays, and taxes comes back to the community.
And I would suspect that for gifts, whether it be a birthday, Christmas, whatever, most people are genuinely surprised and with a big smile on their face when they open up such a gift and go, oh, my gosh, I haven't seen this in years.
Right, right, right.
Is that the reaction you get from a lot of people when they come in?
I get that a lot, and that's why I think I have the customers I do, because they appreciate those unique toys that they just can't find elsewhere. I mean, don't get me wrong, you can find them online, but to have them right in your local community is a big plus for everybody around us.
So we're going to put you on the spot. Name a couple of your favorite toys when you were a kid.
One of my more favorite toys was the chemistry set, for obvious reasons, and we'll lead into my firework venture here in a minute, but the chemistry set, and I was a big fan of rocketry, which I don't offer currently. I just don't think there's a big demand for it. But and models was my favorite.
Yeah, and a lot of this stuff is cyclical as well. I would think
it can be. I mean, there's summer lines of toys that I offer, but for the most part, my products are good year round for all occasions. Yeah.
We're talking with Bill Trapani from the Village Toy Chest, which is in downtown Gillespie and right on South Macoupin Street. And it's one place that you can go and you can purchase fireworks legally.
Absolutely.
And this is a big thing, especially operating here in the state of Illinois, because so many people, Bill,
right,
visit other areas.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
But you have the legal line of fireworks.
I do, and I've been selling fireworks in this state since 1997, at that location since 2006. I am a state licensed dealer. I offer about 180 items at peak inventory, and the best part is they're available year round. We carry the big stuff too. There's some requirements with permitting and stuff, depending on the town you're going to light your show in. But for the most part, anything they can find in Missouri, they can certainly find at my store.
What are some of the legal requirements? I guess it has to do with some age restrictions.
Well,
my
personal policy is I don't sell anything that has a fuse to anybody under 18. That's just my personal store policy. I'm more concerned about seeing my customers year after year than trying to make that dollar. And as far as permitting goes, that varies from town to town, and I just encourage people to check with their local fire department on what their policies are for lighting fireworks.
Very much a seasonal type sales for
the most part. 4th of July by far is like our summertime Christmas, but I get a burst of business during New Year's, and there's probably not a week that goes by where I don't sell, you know, a fountain or something for a birthday, or somebody just want to have a little good time over the weekend. So
which parents comes in? The grandparents or mommy and daddy comes in looking for the fireworks thing?
It's a nice mix, actually. I get a lot of grandparents looking for stuff for little kids, and that's where my expertise in the field helps guide them what's appropriate and maybe what's not suitable for their age. So again, safety is a big part of what I do, and that's my responsibility as a fireworks dealer. Like I said, I'm in it for the pleasure of doing it. I'm not so much concerned with the business profit end of it.
What's the new hot fireworks coming up for this summer, Bill?
Is there
something that's kind of new and different on the scene?
That's tough, because every year it seems like the manufacturers change the packaging. What they remember last year may not be the same this year. Artillery shells are by far the probably more popular items, the reloadable shells. And of course, our smaller 200 gram cakes are just a show in themselves. One light of the fuse, you got multiple shots going off, and yeah. You know.
And when somebody comes in and wants to purchase some of these items, you obviously give them some advice, but do you ever have the kids walk up to you and say, "Now, okay, I'm looking for something that does this or something that does that," and you can direct them? Direct mom and dad to that?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite is, I'll get the, "Bill, I came in last year and I bought this thing you lit and it went up in the air and it, boom," and then of course, you know, there's a big pause. But that's my job. I like to guide people, and there's a lot of times where I've just, avoided the sale just because I didn't feel comfortable with their knowledge of what things should do and maybe where they were located and stuff like that.
Ultimately, safety is the overriding factor.
It is. Yeah. And that, I said, if I'm doing my part, that's going to help the firework industry maintain a better reputation down the road.
Any chance that the fireworks laws will change in the state of Illinois? I mean, we keep hearing that maybe they will. And it doesn't seem to go very
far. It doesn't. And I've talked to people in the industry, and we're confident that eventually, and eventually could be years down the road. I'd like to see things loosen up a little bit. We lose a lot of revenue to the surrounding states, you know, on those sales, and we light them off in our state anyway. So I'm hopeful that maybe down the road things will change.
I understand you're working on a new showroom.
Absolutely, yeah. Every year I had to sacrifice part of my toy sales floor area to put out the fireworks I typically introduce them during Black Diamond Days when I get the most visibility. This year I'm remodeling a back room. It's almost equivalent to the size of my front room. And it'll be a permanent showroom for fireworks available year-round. So anytime you go back there, whether it's February or October, it'll look like 4th of July to you.
And as Americans, we like things that go boom.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just kind of ingrained in our DNA, right? Isn't it?
Sure. It's the American thing. It's the American tradition. We shouldn't be denied it.
Yeah, and I think that we all like looking up in the sky, and even though we've seen fireworks a thousand times,
sure,
we go ooh and on and that sort of thing, and of course, as I was kidding around with you before we went on the air, that's why I watch MythBusters.
Right.
I like seeing things explode, you know, and that's just part of what we are into. So makes for an interesting clientele when it comes to telling stories and swapping stories. Do people just ever gather in the store and say, "Hey, let me tell you about what happened here"?
I hear a lot of stories. Some I probably can't share on the air, but
probably shouldn't share
on the air. But and I just want to say, whether they buy fireworks from me or not, I feel free to stop by the store anytime and talk fireworks. I'd be more than happy to point them in the right direction as far as safety goes and maybe how to shoot stuff off.
Firework display in Eagerville.
I do that every year. It started off as a place to shoot fireworks. My mom lives in that town, and it's one of those things where it grew from a couple lawn chairs to a few cars, and now it became an annual event, and so the pressure's on every year to perform. So unfortunately, my show conflicts with my fireworks season, so it's not always on or around the 4th, and it's yet to be determined. Last year it was held in September. And that's how busy I was.
But basically, you get to show off your product line.
Oh,
right?
It's a show. It's free. The town's not charged for it. And it's, like I said, it's something I enjoy doing. And it seems like every year that it gets a little bigger.
Well, you just got to do just one more thing, right, than you did last year.
Right.
That's kind of the American way
it is.
Bill, tell us, we've been talking with Bill Trapani about the toy chest on South Macoupin Street in Gillespie. Tell us about store hours, maybe some online
sure.
information?
Sure, sure. I'm open Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Of course, during the fireworks season and Christmas and holidays, we're open longer. We have extended hours. I encourage everybody to look us up on Facebook, The Village Toy Chest, or to Pranny Sales Company for firework information and news.
And you can also direct people on to the internet for safety information and that sort of thing.
Yeah. My Facebook page for fireworks is shares a lot of information as far as setup and safe shooting and things that the average user needs to know.
Bill, you have an interesting vocation, my friend.
Thank you.
It's not often that you find somebody that will get involved in the older style toys,
sure,
which are very I think important to just the history of the country and the history of our area. And then, of course, fireworks, which I think all Americans enjoy.
Sure.
The red, white, and blue.
Right? Terry, just interject one thing?
Sure.
We said it at the start when you start talking about fireworks, that to make sure everybody understands, he is a licensed...
Yeah, I'm a licensed state dealer with Illinois. Mm-hmm.
And we just wanted to make sure they heard that he's not just selling this out of the trunk of the car.
Well,
that's the idea.
You know, and we were talking off the air, Bill, about how people can get injured playing golf and injured playing baseball and walking down the basement steps. And certainly people can get injured using fireworks. But if they follow safety protocols, you know, that reduces the chance down to virtually nil.
Right.
And so it's up to the responsible adults to make sure that they take charge and all the safety protocols are followed. So.
Well, bottom line is safety is my number one concern. Yeah. Those sales are important to me in my small store, and they're vital to my longevity there. But safety by far is my number one issue.
And as you said, the safety is number one in the sales, but the repeat sales keeps you in business.
Absolutely. I have
those guys coming back.
I have a few customers that still come see me since 97. Yeah. I still have a few of them still. So
That's great. That's great. Bill, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it. It's good to meet you, and we wish you the best down the line. And let's hope that the 4th of July holiday is dry, but not too dry to where bad things could happen, but certainly dry enough to where we can celebrate the red, white, and blue.
Well, Terry, I appreciate you having me. Thank you. And I'd like to thank Mickey from the Chamber of Commerce for inviting me this morning and your viewers for listening. Thank you.
Well, and Bill, we wish you the best of luck, and maybe we'll have a chance to get to catch up again
down
the line. And
thank
Mickey,
you.
Very quickly again, you've got some... summer concert dates coming up every Tuesday in June and July. And, of course, you're also, believe it or not, working on your fall festival, which is in September. You're a man that wears many different hats.
If you like to say that way, that's fine with me.
You've always got something on the back burner, don't you?
All the time.
And then you have to move it up front a little bit. So, and I guess we get a chance to see you here in the coming weeks concerning... the Italian American Days, the Summer Concert Series, and Black Diamond Days.
We'll have a different guest for each week there.
All right. We're out of time. Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber, thank you, sir. Bill Trapani from the Village Toy Chest on South Macoupin Street in Gillespie. If you get a chance, stop by and say hi to Bill and visit the Toy Chest. I'm sure you're going to be impressed. That's going to do it for today's talk show on WSMI. For the Wednesday talk show, I'm Terry Toth.